Rushdoony Radio presents Systematic Theology in Two Volumes by Russus John Rushdoony, narrated by Nathan F. Conkey, produced with permission by the Chalcedon Foundation. 5. Neoplatonism and Providence. A major force in the undermining of faith in Providence has been the spiritualizing influences in the life of the Church, which can be summed up as Neoplatonism. For Neoplatonism, as for example with Plotinus, reality is, in Platonic terms, seen as made up of two alien substances, spirit and matter. Man's spirit or soul is a part of the world soul, and man must transcend the things of this world and seek union with the one, the world soul. The more intelligible and rational reality becomes, the more spiritual and divine it is, because it has risen above the dark and meaningless realm of matter. Medieval and modern mysticism is obviously very Neoplatonic. So too is Hegel's philosophy and its heirs, from Marx to Dewey. For the modern heirs of Hegel, the idea, or spirit, is now man, who must impose his mind on a mindless world, if that world is to have any meaning. For the mystic, providence can exist only as a way provided for the soul to flee from or rise above this world into, quote, God, end quote, or the world soul. For the sons of Hegel, providence is man's rational imposition of a pattern or government on the chaos of life and the world. Providence is thus then not an aspect of God's rule, but of man's government. The modern state is thus a welfare state. Another way of saying, it is a providential state. The modern state and its agencies are earnestly and intensely concerned that total providence become a reality in the life of man. In large measure, the politics of the modern state is the politics of providence, because the modern state is less and less under a politics and a polity, but rather manifests a theology of the state as the new God on earth. The first paragraph of the Westminster Confession of Faith, quote, of providence, end quote, declares, quote, God, the great creator of all things, doth uphold, direct, dispose and govern all creatures, actions and things, from the greatest even to the least. Nehemiah 9:6, Hebrews 1:3, Psalm 135:6, Matthew 10:29-30-31, Acts 17:25-28, Matthew 6:26-30, Job chapters 38-41, by his most wise and holy providence, Proverbs 15:3, 2 Chronicles 16:9, Psalm 145:17, 104:24, according to his infallible foreknowledge, Acts 15:18, and the free and immutable counsel of his own will, Ephesians 1:11, Psalm 33:11, to the praise of the glory of his wisdom, power, justice, goodness, and mercy, Ephesians 3:10, Romans 9:17, Psalm 145, end quote. Because it refuses to recognize God as the Lord, this is exactly what the modern humanistic state seeks to do, to, quote, govern all creatures, actions, and things, from the greatest even to the least, end quote, by the state's, quote, most wise and holy providence, end quote, by means of its total government. In the trials of Christian schools and churches in the 1970s on by state courts, it was clear that, to the state officials, the remedy for all problems is the providence or total government of the state. By definition, for them, the state is the answer, all wise and all holy. Evidences of radical lawlessness in the state schools and the breakdown of learning could not shake their faith. For them, the answer to all problems is the total government of the state. men must have providence. If they will not have it from God, they will seek it from the state or from themselves. Most evangelical churchmen have not followed the roots of either the mystics or the statists. Their Neoplatonism has been a, quote, spiritualization, end quote, of the Bible. The Old Testament supposedly represents a lower and more materialistic dispensation of law and nation, and the New Testament a higher dispensation of grace and the church. This means that man must now rise above God's law into a, quote, higher, end quote, way, and be more, quote, spiritual, end quote, than Abraham, David, Isaiah, and other Old Testament saints. Such a position withdraws providence into a government not of dominion, but of purely spiritual goals, restricted to saving souls and to preserving them from the evils of a materialistic world. Evil, however, is not metaphysical. It cannot be made a property of matter. Evil is a moral fact, and man's total being is involved in sin. The redemption of man is not merely of one aspect of his being, but of the whole man, and it culminates in the resurrection of the dead. The goal of providence is not merely to preserve the convert from harm or evil in this world, although it can include such a rule. Many saints, however, are slaughtered like sheep by their and God's enemies, Romans 8:36. Providence is not man-centered, but rather God-centered. The Westminster Larger Catechism, number 18, makes this clear. Quote, question, what are God's works of providence? Answer, God's works of providence are his most holy, Psalm 145:17, wise, Psalm 104:24, Isaiah 28:29, and powerful preserving, Hebrews 1:3, and governing all his creatures, Psalm 103:19, Job 38-41, ordering them and all their actions, Matthew 10:29-30, Genesis 45:7, Psalm 135:6, to his own glory, Romans 11:36, Isaiah 63:14, end quote. The focus is on God's glory and his purposes, on God's kingdom and sovereignty, not on man. God's providence is God's total government for his own purposes and glory, and man and the universe were created to serve that purpose, not to be served by it. Quote, for of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. End quote. Romans 11:36. When churchmen withdraw providence to a government of the soul's progress, they create a vacuum in the world at large. The whole of creation requires providence. If God's providence be denied, alternate doctrines of providence are created. Pietism, by withdrawing God's providence to the soul's progress, prepared the way for Hegel and for the doctrine of a world spirit evolving a man-centered providence. Darwin applied Hegel's evolutionary doctrine of providence to biology. The universe, a product of mindless chance, had, by the miracles of chance variation, evolved to its present state. Other thinkers from Marx, John Stuart Mill, Dewey, and on to the present, saw the logical conclusions. Man must now control evolution to bring an intelligent providence, not an accidental one, to bear on biology and society. This requires playing God with the life, society, and government of man. It means abortion and attempts to create life and to clone. It means a totalitarian state whose providence or total government must control, quote, all creatures, actions, and things, from the greatest even to the least, end quote. The state now seeks to create a new man, either out of the old man or out of new materials, and to govern its creation absolutely or providentially. This attempt of statist humanism cannot be challenged by a church under the influence of Neoplatonism. It then denies God's total government or providence. Only as the Christian community again sets forth God as the only creator and Lord, and therefore the absolute governor of all things, can it displace by faith and battle the humanistic providential state. It will then triumph, because it will work in terms of God's providence, not man's. Well done for listening all the way to the end. This is Nathan, the narrator, speaking to you from Puebla, Mexico, from the Faith for All of Life school, in which I teach English as a volunteer. I teach from kinder through high school. Now, I rely on donations in order to keep teaching and recording, so if you want to support a Faith for All of Life school in Latin America and want to keep listening to Rush Dooney while you vacuum, drive or cook, commute or whatever you're doing right now, donate at ctn.org/Nathan Conkey. That's NathanConkey, all lowercase. Or if you prefer PayPal, paypal.me/N Nathan. Capital C Conkey. You can also email me at nfconkey, that's nfconkey@gmail.com. Thanks, and I look forward to speaking to you very soon.